It is time for Dr. Judy Werpman. It is time for Food for Mood. Judy, of course, is a co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you, after a one-week absence, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
I feel like this talk should take place in a Chinese restaurant.
It so should, or by make. See, most people aren't inveterate ingredient readers or chemical readers as I am, and I'm one of those people that alleges to absolutely know when I have been MSG'd. So I'm most interested in your piece here. I would failed as a subject.
I normally was not planning to write an article on a food additive that most of us encounter, not just in a Chinese restaurants, but oftentimes in any kind of a powdered soup,
salad spices, dressing,
such as, garlic salt, texturized protein. A lot of vegetarian products. It's monosodium glutamate. It's the salt of an amino acid called glutamine, which is, by the way, an amino acid that's found naturally in food and also found in our brains. It acts as a messenger between neurons. But what it also does is not just impart a flavor that we tend to associate with Asian cooking, but it imparts a flavor that has now taken on the role of a fifth taste sense. Our senses are what we taste in our mouth, basically, a taste for salt, sweet, bitter, and sour, something you sort of learn when you're in second grade. And now, over the last several years, a fifth taste has been added to this repertory, and it has the Japanese name. It was actually coined in the early part of the 20th century, I think in 1905, umami, U-M-A-M-I, umami.
Umami.
And that taste was originally thought to be associated only with Asian food. It, in fact, kelp, which is a seaweed, contains incredibly high amounts of monosodium glutamate, which tends to convey this taste, and that's how it was first discovered. But people who started doing research on this particular taste, which is sort of considered sort of savory, meaty, it's the kind of taste that makes you sort of want to eat more. It's thought that one of the reasons people tend to eat chips like Doritos is because this MSG has been added to it, and it sort of does something to your taste buds, so you want to keep on eating it. Anyway, when people started doing research into this taste and what foods might contain it, they also found that foods that we tend to eat in the West, not just things like soy sauce or oyster sauce or just plain MSG or seaweed, but tomatoes, mushrooms, green tea, believe it or not, and hard cheeses like Parmesan cheese or Roquefort cheese, they all are extremely high in monosodium glutamate. And Jill, it could be that you may have a response to the MSG added to foods, as a purified additive, but I wonder if you have that same response when you eat tomatoes, because that also gives this particular taste, and it probably is because there is some monosodium glutamate in it, but naturally, the same way it's found in seaweed, not as an additive. The reason I became interested in this is that there was a research article showing that if women in a study, were given a chicken broth, the kind you might have at a Chinese restaurant with or without wontons, with or without MSG, when they had the broth containing MSG, they tended to eat less in a cafeteria-style meal that they were served afterward, in which they could pick whatever they wanted. And it turned out that the people who, when they had the MSG-containing soup, they actually showed less interest in eating, and they actually ate less fat. And so I thought, wow, this seems to be a great way to lose weight. Just not people like you have this response, but gee, maybe if you ate a lot of tomatoes and Parmesan cheese before you ate a meal, then maybe you would tend to eat less, at the meal. You might anyway, because you can fill a camp on the cheese, but that's something else. So then I started doing some research and found that, there's just been that some other people, really about 10, 20 years ago, did research on this and found absolutely no effect. Women and men who are fed given chicken soup with or without, or the beef soup in this case, with or without MSG, actually no change in how much they ate afterward. And then I came across an article showing that a Japanese scientist thought, well, you know, people really like this umami taste that's delivered by this MSG. Maybe we can incite people or stimulate older people who tend to really lose their taste in general and sometimes just lose their desire to eat. Maybe we can get them to eat more because it will make them enjoy the foods they're eating. And he found that he actually could get older people. This is in Japan, so the older people probably were in their 90s and plus, and older, really get them to enjoy food more by adding MSG, or actually making extract of kelp, the seaweed, into a tea and having them drink that. But then I began thinking, okay, is there any sort of positive effect of adding MSG to foods, or actually tomato sauce, or maybe sprinkling with Parmesan cheese or mushrooms? And it occurred to me that there's one category of foods that a lot of people simply won't eat because they consider these foods boring, no taste, really no interest, just things that they could avoid very easily if they no one forced them to eat them. And that category of foods are vegetables. And I'm sure you know people who, when they're served a meal, very carefully push the vegetables to one side of the plate, and they're there at the end of the meal, absolutely untouched. And, you know, people will say, well, I'm just a meat and potato person. I never eat vegetables, never have since I moved out of the house. My mother no longer nagged me to eat them. And, you know, I thought maybe if one actually were to develop some kind of taste without all the side effects of MSG. And, by the way, very, very few people actually have them. A lot of people think they do, but it's a vanishingly small number of people, given the whole population, that have these effects from MSG. Maybe you could, you know, use this additive for most people and have them eat a category of foods that really are quite healthy. Certainly, it's better to add a flavoring like MSG rather than something like butter to vegetables to make them taste better, or oil, or mayonnaise, or cream, or something like in creamed onions. And you could get them to improve their nutrient intake because, you know, vegetables don't have many calories compared to other foods, and they really are packed with nutrients, and you don't have to take vitamin pills or special drinks, you know, in order to, like smoothies, in order to get those vegetables. You can just eat them, and they're also high in fiber. So far, you know, I haven't had any food companies racing to my computer asking me to be their consultant, but I really think it's something that we ought to consider.
Well, let us let's make a few calls.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, have you ever seen people in a Chinese restaurant, Asian or Japanese, Vietnamese? They eat lots of vegetables. I mean, you know, if you look at what people are
even Marshall, but this is the thing. It's really not worth it for some of us, our throats closing up.
I have to laugh, though. I have to laugh because you're mentioning Chinese restaurants and you're mentioning weight and so on. John Panetta had the funniest routine at all because he was a very big comedian. And he used to say every time he used to go into a Chinese restaurant where they had the buffet, they would say, no more, closed, because he was such a big guy. And he had an 18-minute routine which explained everything about Chinese buffet restaurants and about what you're saying about what's in the food and stuff like that. I think there's a secret ingredient, MSG, when it's in Chinese food, that really does make you crave it in 35 to 40 minutes more.
But it's a flavor that said that, Marshall, people didn't realize existed. I mean, this is something that our taste buds pick up. It's not something that is a conspiracy by manufacturers of MSG, because it's been, by the way, because it turns out that anchovies are very high in MSG and or monosodium glutamate, and they were used as in the sort of like a puree of anchovies were used by the Romans to flavor their food, you know, thousands of years ago. And if you look at cooking in Indonesia or the Philippines or Thailand, anchovy extract is used as a very dominant ingredient to make foods, primarily vegetable foods, taste better, because these societies don't have much in the way of animal protein. They can't afford it. And so this is not something new. It's not something that's developed by food manufacturers. It's something that's been known, I guess, by humans for a very, very long time, but simply identified and given a name over this past century, well, really the 20th century. But the thing is that people realize if you want to get food to be consumed that normally is relatively banal in taste, you know, especially when we get vegetables in our, you know, it's just cities that were grown thousands of miles away, oftentimes in the wintertime, that you know, having something that gives it a savory taste really does promote its consumption.
Yep. All right.
So maybe we ought to take a chapter from the Romans and start thinking, not in anchovies particularly.
Not with Marshall.
That would give it that taste.
If you put I tell you what, you put anchovies in everything, and it would drastically reduce my intake of food.
but if you didn't, but the point is, it's not the anchovies, and it's not just the salt, but it is this umami taste that we all have.
Salt. That's why I like to put black olives in my salad.
Never mind. Or tomatoes.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, thank you very much.
The next time you go to a Chinese restaurant, think of me, okay?
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.